Mogworld by Yahtzee Croshaw. Queek, 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 queek. A dream about my father chasing me through the fields with a pig sticker took an even more nightmarish turn when he started emitting a rhythmic, high-pitched screech. Then I swam dizzily into full wakefulness to find an alarm sprite floating through the dormitory. It had to be an emergency. They didn't deploy alarm sprites lightly. It takes two fairly high-level mages to shut the damn things up. And I'd spent enough time at St. Gordon's Magical College to know that any emergency involving magic is something you want to get away from as fast as you can. After a minute of confused bustle in which dressing gowns were thrown on and several sets of slippers thudded their way downstairs, I and the rest of the second years followed the squealing ball of light into the entrance quad. The ear-molesting noise was immediately joined by the screams of several other alarm sprites, as the rest of the student body filed out into the pre-dawn gloom. That's when I knew that something was really wrong. An alarm in itself wasn't that unusual, especially not in the second-year dorm. After spending the entire first year learning theory and taking the mandatory psychological tests, students tended to be overly enthusiastic with their first firebolts, but a full evacuation of the entire student body, 57, and faculty, 4, wasn't usually necessary. "Jim!" called Mr. Everwind, my tutor. Sweat was dripping from the brim of his pointy hat. "Line up the second years at the back." We were too rattled to do anything but obey, taking up position behind the third years.